Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Sunday, June 4th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're doing our show a day early today. It's a rainy Sunday afternoon here in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania.
Like the rainy Saturday and the rainy Friday.
The rainy last 2 weeks, which is all right because everything's growing wonderfully around here. Well, we want to start off by thanking each and every one of you that tunes into Wing TV, that listens to Wing Radio, and goes to the WingTV.net homepage, because Lisa tabulated the figures for last month, and we got 1.4 million hits on the Wing TV homepage.
Yeah, it's amazing that that happened, because we have no paid advertising, we have no subscribers who have to pay, and we simply, this is getting expanded through word of mouth, and so we thank all of you out there for what you're doing, for paying attention to what we have to say, and spreading the word around the globe.
And when any site's getting over a million hits a month, that puts them up into the major league range. And we just want to thank you because it shows us and it proves to us that people out there don't need all this sensationalism.
Right.
They don't need the gloom and doom. They don't need this nonsense that's been going around. What we're giving you is good, hard-edged, straight news that's as close to the mark as we think it can be. And it's funny because Bill Brumbaugh, who's our monthly guest on Wing TV, he has a news service called Proactive News, and we think it's one of the best out there. Well, the last few days, there's been stuff floating around in his updates from Captain May and this stuff from Tom Flacco, and I contacted Bill, and I was like, Bill, why are you putting this nonsense out there? Why are you poisoning what is otherwise a great service? And Bill called me, and he said that his list had actually been accessed by somebody else.
Somebody named Sally.
Yeah, that was sneaking this stuff in there. He said he's going to take care of it, and he was very aware that it doesn't take much to really, I guess, do away with somebody's credibility, like Tom Flacco and so forth. So, you know, Bill's a stand-up guy. He contacted me. We talked about it. And that's what we have to strive for, is good, straight-edge news that's not poisoned by all this nonsense.
We'd like to also thank everybody for the phenomenal amount of feedback we've gotten on the Jeff Rentz articles and on Mark Glenn's interview.
Right. And we promised on Friday that we were going to show the cover of his book. Right here it is. It's called Hear No Evil. Lisa, you can't see it real great here because of the glare from the lights, but Lisa did the front cover and also the back cover. And once you see it in person, it's just a gorgeous cover, and what's inside is equally as good. So everybody take a look at that, and we've been getting quite a bit of feedback from Mark's show, some of it very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Others are still afraid of whenever,
to use the word Jewish,
the Jewish word comes up, people get very, very afraid, and we're going to
skittish.
Yeah, and we were talking yesterday, and we're going to get to, we made a road trip yesterday, but during the trip, we were talking about this subject, and I said, it's amazing how one little tiny country in the Middle East can inspire so much fear.
Right.
And then Lisa said, it's like the IRS. And we couldn't decide which inspires more fear in people, the Jewish agenda or the IRS. Now here, we're not afraid of either one of them, and we've shown that.
There may be some intertwining there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you have a fear for this subject, that's exactly and precisely what they want from you, is they want you to be afraid of the Jewish agenda and the IRS. So think about that a little bit. We're not afraid of it. Why should you be?
But we continue to welcome all your feedback on any of our shows, so send it on over.
Right, and spread the word. Like I said, 1.4 million hits in May, that's major league activity.
And I'll tell you what, it's a far cry from where we started out over two years ago.
You better believe it. Now, since I mentioned this road trip, what happens with a lot of people that are really involved in anti-New World Order business is that you become so engrossed in it that you kind of lose sight about what's going on in the outside world.
Including us. It happens to us, too.
Exactly. And especially with some of these people out there in the alternative media, that they're nothing but gloom and doom. The world's going to end. Everything's awful. Hate life. And just rah, 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 you know? And it ends up, it's like, I can't understand why people aren't slitting their wrists, hiding underneath their bed, or just a total gloom complexity around them or complexion. So what we did yesterday was hopped in the car, and there was a biker rally up in a little town about an hour away from where we live. It was called the Thrills in the Hills.
Right.
And it was a three-day event. This is the same thing we went to last year when they had Evel Knievel speaking up there, the great Evel Knievel.
Only this time they had some bands there. They had Smokin' Joe and the Wild Horses, and they also had Steppenwolf.
So we went up a couple hours early, and it was kind of in a carnival setting. It was at the fairgrounds. So we went up, got something to eat first of all. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, if it comes to a sit-down meal in some kind of ritzy restaurant where you have to have fancy tablecloths and all that stuff, or getting a hot sausage sandwich and some burgers and fries at the fair, I'll take the hot sausage sandwich and the fair food any day of the week.
Considering we don't normally eat that way.
Yeah, well, we never eat that way. But anyway, so we went up there, got a bite to eat, and like I said, it was a biker rally, so you saw bikes everywhere. And then they had this one thing, we were wandering around, it was called the Cage of Death.
We didn't just see bikes there. We saw beer everywhere.
Yeah, and beer.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it was a wild place. So this Cage of Death, I don't know how many of you have ever seen it, but it's a 16-foot, it's not exactly circular, more like oval shape, I guess, right?
Right, like an orb.
Yeah.
Made of steel, and it's the oldest one in America.
Right. And what they do is they'll first get a bike in there, someone on a bike, a motorcycle, and they start going around this cage, first like this and this, and then they finally, they're almost upside down.
They're doing elliptical rotations inside the perimeter of the orb.
The steel cage. So after you see one guy in there doing it, you're just blown away. But then what they do is they put two guys in there at once. Now this isn't big at all. You could, you know, probably have three people standing with their arms apart and go from one end to the other. So
and you
it's
can
not
see
big.
The cage
yeah,
sort of shaking and flexing back and forth as the motorcycles are just coursing through it.
So then they have two of them at once, and one's going like this, and one's going like this, and they're going up, it's upside down and elliptical and all around, and it's amazing that they don't wreck into each other.
It's dizzying.
Yeah. Then, finally, if that's not bad enough, then they bring in a girl. And she's kind of like the valet, I guess. And she stands dead in the center of this cage of death. And then you have the two motorcycles beside her. And they start going around. And this girl ends up...
The girl's a prop. The girl just stands there and does a handstand. And they do the motorcycle deal all around her.
All around her. And I'm sitting there like, you know, holding my breath the whole time. Because I'm like, when are they going to run into this girl and splatter her? And they're flying around this sucker like crazy.
And Thorne says, hey, would you go in there? No.
Exactly. No. I wouldn't go inside this either. So that was really the way it started off. And what we saw here is kind of like when I used to go to the stock car races, is there's very few places in life anymore where there's freedom for people to really do what they want to do. You know, and there's these guys walking around drinking, you're allowed to smoke, and it's just an open atmosphere where, you know, it's not a police state and the New World Order's not trying to get you and Big Brother's not there.
There was other stuff going on there that bikers tend to typically engage in, so...
And
wasn't all, you know...
Oh, this definitely isn't choir boys and nuns going to these kind of things. And when we were watching this Cage of Death, we kept hearing from underneath the grandstand of where the bands were going to play these big hoots and hollers coming out from it. And I was like, I wonder what this is. So we finally go inside, and we're not going to go into details here, but they had this thing called like a beer tent, and there was like tarpaulins around it. And there's just people everywhere hooting and hollering and yelling and screaming, and I was able to look over everyone's head, and there's things going on inside that were just unbelievable.
Right, he stood there and gawked for about 15 minutes.
So, like we said, these aren't choir boys going to these things, but then we go inside finally and get ready to see the two bands. The first one was called Smokin' Joe and the Dark Horse. Wild Horse Band. And they were basically, I guess, a honky-tonk band.
They were out of Nashville. I'll tell you what, the lead singer sounds a lot like Johnny Cash, and he did some Merle Haggard. And they were great. The other singer in the band who also plays guitar was He did a David Allan Coe song, which was, they were really, really good.
Yeah, they did Hank Williams Jr., that song, All My Rowdy Friends Are Here Tonight. They did Johnny Cash's, that song, I Shot a Man in Reno, Just to Watch Him Die. Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. David Allan Coe, that song, You Don't Even Call Me By My Name. Roy Orbison,
right.
Pretty Woman. And very good. Like Lisa said, they just signed a contract in Nashville. They're making the circuit. And
they did a really good song, too, and dedicated it to all the Vietnam vets.
Right.
Which was really excellent. And as they were doing this song, a whole slew of motorcycles came rolling in with American flags on the tails. Yeah. And it was really, really cool to watch. And everybody was cheering.
Yeah. Probably about a dozen bikes. And this is right when the band's playing, and there's people up there dancing around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you hear these big 12 Harleys come in. And rah, 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 they're roaring. And they pretty much even drowned out the music.
There's a lot of camaraderie and people laughing and enjoying themselves, really relaxed. And I'm sure they were helped in the relaxation department, but it was a good time.
And, you know, it struck me, Lisa, that when we first came into this alternative media, my perception was that everybody would work together, there'd be a common cause, everyone would lend a helping hand.
And we shared that perception. Yeah. Boy, were we wrong.
Yeah, and what we found is that there's a couple, you know, pivotal kingpins or linchpins in that want to control and rule this whole thing, and they want to be the king of the hill.
They want to shape public opinion, and they want to be the only ones doing so.
Yeah, and they want to have their area of turf, and no one's allowed to invade on it. And I thought how different it was last night that here were, you know, anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 bikers. There and other people, too. But nobody was fighting with each other. Nobody was trying to, like, elbow each other out for their turf and blah, blah, blah. It's like everyone was having a blast, a good time.
People were living.
Yeah, they were living. They were being alive. And we're like, you know what? This, I would choose this over any of the gloom and doom stuff that you hear on these other shows any day of the week.
Well, we would choose being at the Steppenwolf concert last night than attending Alex Jones's Gatekeeper Fest.
Yeah, the Faith
or
Fest.
Even what's going on in Chicago right now.
Yeah, and we're gonna cover this event in Chicago starting on Tuesday. We're already getting some reports in, and the reports are pretty amazing.
They range from the sycophant report to the reality report.
Yeah, you have some of the sycophants. This is like, oh my God, it's like, you know, the second coming is there.
No, it's more like Sally Field. You like me. You really, really like me.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. So we're going to give you specific details on Tuesday, but we're going to wait for some more reports to come in. But then, after Smokin' Joe and the Wild Horse Band left, about half an hour later or so, Steppenwolf came in. Now, everybody remembers Steppenwolf. And, you know, we kind of thought, here's one of them bands from the 60s and 70s. They're going to be all washed up and old.
Far from it.
You know, they're going to come out in their walkers and their wheelchairs.
Everybody was dancing. We were dancing.
Yeah. And we were right up.
We never danced.
Yeah. We were right up there. Lisa was right up against the stage. I was right behind her. Lisa was dancing all over. And I'll tell you what, Lisa dances very, very well. I'll definitely say that, but
it was great. It was just we never get a chance to do anything like that. But they were so excellent. Still, they have not lost any of their power.
Yeah.
And there were some political statements being made there too by Johnny Kay.
John Kay, the lead singer. And this was he was the original lead singer for the band. And by this time, nightfall had set, so it was dark. And they had a, you know, nice big stage there. And like I said, we're right up against the stage. We look back, and the whole grandstand is filled, all the area. And what this is really an old racetrack. Is where they have had the concert. And like you said, 3,000 or 4,000 people, smoke filling the air, everybody with beer cans
all
and stuff.
All kinds of smoke.
Yeah, hooting and hollering and just howling into the night. And the band had a presence to them that was just powerful. And they're doing Born to be Wild and all their other famous songs. And it struck me that this is what it's meant to be alive. Because, sure, it didn't erase the evil from the world. But there's one thing that the New World Order and the government and Big Brother and everything else, there's one thing they can't take away from us. And that is this right to be free. And that's what it was last night, more than anything else I noticed.
It was like a celebration.
Yeah.
It was intense.
It was freedom. Everybody there doing what they wanted to do. And this is what it's all about. And it seems like so often in this alternative media that these people are the fear mongers, the gloom and doomers. They're just rah, 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 and they want to beat everybody down until there's no life in them
and
left
we
anymore.
We urge everybody to occasionally take a day off.
Or more than occasionally,
from
you know.
At least occasionally. From the whole gloom and doom scenario with this New World Order stuff. Because you have to always keep in mind that, I mean, it shouldn't consume your whole life. I tell Victor this all the time.
Yeah.
You have to keep a balance. You have to keep living in the process.
And it was good to get away from the computer, get away from the email, get away from the website, and get away from...
conspiracies.
Yeah. This whole enveloping just... And I can't understand why these shows, and you know which ones we're talking about, they just pound into your head that everything's awful, hate America... that you have no freedom left, no
and
rights
left. There's
nothing
to feel good about it
anymore. Yeah, and just, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to go crawl under the bed now because I'm so suicidal from this 3 hours of unrelenting depression
that
you're doing.
And fear and paranoia.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't see anybody last night that was afraid, that was paranoid, that was gloom and dooming. I saw people that were hooting and hollering, wild, out of their minds, drinking beer, having fun, and nobody there... was sitting there like, oh my God, everything's so awful, I'm going to die, you know. It was people being alive. And man, was it freeing.
People kissing and people dancing and singing and
dancing
shouting
everywhere.
And waving their arms and clapping. And even the cops that were there seemed to be having a pretty good time.
Yeah, and their presence was very, very minimal until right to the end.
When they came and stood right next to us.
Yeah, I mean, because it got so wild at the end. And remember now, this is 3,000 or 4,000 primarily bikers. So these are wild people. And there's people jumping up on the stage then, diving off of the stage. And it wasn't until, like, really the song before the encore, when they were doing Born to be Wild, that the cops had to, only two of them, had to come in and just because, you know, it was getting so out of control.
Well, the smoke took a very different...
aroma,
yeah,
so to speak. So with the smoke, and you know what we mean, and also people jumping up on the stage, it got to where, you know, these people were just letting loose and having fun. And, you know, when we left there, it was just, you could feel the blood pumping through, your ears were ringing from the music, the adrenaline, and it was just great. It was great.
Just a terrific vibe, and we didn't see anybody fighting.
No.
We didn't see anybody getting arrested for anything. It was just... one huge party.
Yeah. And you know what? What would you rather have? One big party where everyone's doing what they want, or rah, rah, rah,
yeah,
the gloom
food,
and doom?
Good music, good conversation.
Yeah.
Just nice to step away from all of this stuff that we do every single day and night and go enjoy ourselves, relax, and have a good time.
Yeah. And then even driving home, it was, close to midnight by this time. And we had an oldie station on, and when it would go to commercial, we'd go back to this old country station that was playing songs from the 60s and 70s. And, you know, just good old, it was just a good, freeing, relaxing time.
After 39 years in the biz, Steppenwolf is still out there. They're still kicking ass with great music, and they're doing what they want to do, having fun doing it.
Yeah.
And we're just glad they're still around.
And like they said, you know, they don't remember everything that they've done, but they said it's been fun and it's been a wild ride. And that's what we want to convey to you all now today, is that we don't have to stay in this envelope of just gloom and doom that these people are deliberately trying to put on you. You know, if I had to take Prison Planet versus Steppenwolf, or Steppenwolf versus this fake convention out in Chicago, I'll take Steppenwolf any day of the week,
absolutely,
any day of the year. So the song today at the end, of course, is going to be Born to be Wild, Lisa's photo gallery. And listen to the words and be alive, because that's what we're here for. And if we're fighting this new world order, but everyone's suicidal and depressed at the end of the day, what's it worth? That's
right.
What they want anyway.
Important to remember, live your life with purpose, but have fun in the process and keep your sense of humor.
Yeah.
It'll make the ride a lot more enjoyable and easier to cope with.
Yeah, and we've been getting a lot of email from people. We're going to go over those on Tuesday. A lot of great ideas from people. One of them is about the subject of debate. This came from Vinny Sammartino, and he says, why are there so many subjects that aren't allowed to be discussed in the alternative media? I mean, we already know the mainstream media keeps so many subjects off the table, but as we've been saying for a couple years now, this alternative media is becoming almost synonymous, almost a mirror image of the mainstream media. And Vinny had a great point that we're going to touch on Tuesday, is there's so many things that aren't allowed to be discussed. It's
well,
amazing.
One more thing. I don't know. I can't remember if I mentioned it on Friday, but the attorney for Patsy Smolin, who received a letter of demand from Jeff Rentz's attorney, did call our house Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to call back and hook up with him, but he was in a meeting. So he never did call back. And the onus is on them to
yep.
contact me if they want to talk to me, because I'm not going to make repeated long-distance phone calls to Oregon. So.
Exactly. Once again, Mark Lenz, Hear No Evil, a phenomenal book.
Right.
If you want to see the real crux of what's going on in the world and the real crux evil, right there it is in black and white and beautiful color cover. So we're going to be back on Tuesday, since this is Sunday afternoon. Until then, have fun, everybody. But still, keep your eyes open.
And don't be afraid to live your life.
Exactly, because there's a lot going on. We'll see you Tuesday.
Have a good one.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and guns and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.